USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation is waking up to another grim COVID milestone. 1 million people have now lost their lives to the virus. President Biden updating the death toll overnight, sending prayers to all the loved ones left behind.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table, each irreplaceable, each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
Biden also ordering flags to be lowered to half staff to honor those who have died from the virus. Fewer travelers are taking to the skies as inflation tightens its hold on Americans' budgets. Adobe saying airline bookings fell 17% in April from March. Spending on domestic tickets totaled $7.8 billion in April. That's a 13% drop from March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
The Labor Department reporting 203,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week. That's a few thousand more than the previous week's revised total. President Biden on Wednesday visited a family farm in Kankakee, Illinois, amid concerns of a global food supply shortage. Following the tour, the president is blaming Russia's invasion of Ukraine for the global supply chain disruption, particularly the shortage of wheat.
Ukraine says they have 20 million tons of grain in their silos right now. And guess what? If those tons don't get to market, an awful lot of people in Africa are going to starve to death.
Senate Democrats say they're not giving up on a federal abortion bill after one failed on the Senate floor Wednesday by a 49-51 vote. The bill would have made abortion legal up until the birth of a child. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin joining all Republicans in opposition to the bill. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A wildfire that erupted Wednesday afternoon in coastal Southern California torched rows of multi-million dollar mansions. Ryan Fennessy, chief of the Orange County Fire Authority, spoke to reporters late Wednesday evening.
The focus is to get into these homes, to really take a look at those attics, to get down to the vegetation, to really make sure that we're not leaving any hot embers in place so that when the wind does pick up again tomorrow, that we've missed anything and we have, you know, a rekindle.
Fennessy said at least 20 homes were destroyed as the wildfires spread to some 200 acres, driven by wind gusts and fueled by dry brush. Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot traded blows on Twitter this week after the mayor said a possible Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade could lead to the undoing of LGBTQ rights and warranted a call to arms. Boebert and Lightfoot then went on to accuse each other of supporting insurrection. The congresswoman reminds everyone,
President Trump said to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Chicago Mayor Little Lori Lightfoot just gave a call to arms. If anyone in America is an insurrectionist, it's Little Lori. And instead of coming at me on Twitter, this failed mayor should be focused on protecting the good people of Chicago.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.